Now this update from the Canadian Press. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer says anti-pipeline protesters who are blockading vital rail lines need to, quote, check their privilege and let people do their jobs. Passenger and freight service for much of the country has been halted due to the blockades in support of a fight against a natural gas pipeline being built across Indigenous territory in BC. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told U.S. lawmakers at the Munich Security Conference in Germany that the House of Commons will vote on the newly negotiated U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in the coming weeks. Trudeau also stepped into a meeting today in Munich with Foreign Affairs Minister François-Philippe Champagne and Iran's foreign minister, hoping to put more pressure on Iran to send the black boxes from the Ukrainian passenger jet that crashed last month to France for analysis. An Ontario-based couple has been arrested, accused of acting as money mules in a mostly India-based scam in which fraudsters impersonate Canada Revenue Agency employees and demand money that they claim is owed in taxes. From the Canadian Press, I'm Emily Javeski.
All right, let's check with the old hawk weather right now. I bet you it's going to be cold. Hey, -2 tomorrow with a chance of flurries, mix of sun and cloud as well. High of 1 on Sunday, though. Chance of flurries. And hey, Monday, they're saying nothing but sun and 1 degree. Tonight, -16, partially cloudy, you know. But right now in Hamilton, it's -10, feels like freaking -17 with a wind chilled. Balmy if you lived up north, but you don't. It's one of those days at the old radio station where you're looking at stuff and your brain turns off. It happens. Request for some Dead Can Dance. We've been doing a little bit of an 80s thing here, going into the 5 o'clock hour. Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. A little bit of extended version action for you. Hope you're enjoying it. I know I am.
times before. I thought that you had it down with both your feet on the ground. I love slow. Thank you. You build me up, then you knock me down. You play the fool while I play the clown. We keep time to repeat. I'm an old sweet drum. You raise my hopes, then you raise the odds. You tell me that I dream too much. Now I'm serving time in disillusionment. I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you. I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you. I thought that I knew it all. I'd seen all the signs before. I thought that you were the one. In darkness my heart was won. You build me up and you knock me down. You play the fool while I play the clown. We keep time to the beat of an old sleep drum. You raise my hopes and you raise the odds. You tell me that I dream too much. Now I'm serving time in a domestic graveyard.
FM dial since 99, CIOY, 101.5 FM.
Remain.
super heavy Tool right there, Invincible. 527 and change right now. Gunner here on the Hawk, Steel City Music. Right now, live in your eyes, Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel. I think you can sense from all the songs I've been playing, there's this big, huge drum influence through all of it. There you go.
I want to stand and stare again till there's nothing left out. Oh, it remains there in your eyes. Whatever comes and goes, I will hear your silent call, and I will touch this tender wall till I know I'm home again. Oh, 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 oh.
technology.
The Hawk.
Oh, John.
This is the hand.
this is the hound. The hound that takes. This is the hound. The hound that takes. Here come the planes. They're American planes. Made in America. Smoking. Smoking. And the voice said, neither snow nor rain, nor blue night shall stay these holy swift completion of their appointed
I was the only kid on Mayflower Street that actually had this album and used to spin it all the time because I was a weird, 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 weird child. 5:43 and change right now. Gunner here from the album Big Science. Laurie Anderson, Oh Superman. On the line with you right now is Brad from Big Fur. Brad, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah. Are you down at Into the Abyss right now?
I am, yeah. I'm just putting some records out. I was just pricing a Sex Pistols record and an Al Green record.
Nice. Look at you. You're busy today. On the line with me right now is Brad Germain, owner and proprietor of the Into the Abyss down on Lock Street, and also one of the members of Big Fur that's performing at This Ain't Hollywood on Saturday night. I thought Big Fur might have had some original music, but from now what I'm gathering, it's like it's a big, giant party cover band kind of vibe.
I guess, like, it's technically not really, like, it's not your real, like, cover band. It's not really, like, a cover band, so, but it is, kind of, because we don't do any original music, but it's what I basically do is I take, like, some older songs that I'm interested in or other people in the band are interested in, and then I rework them and turn them into kind of original compositions.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
Yeah, so I'll, like, change the melodies, change all the chords, write new riffs, like keep the lyrics but move them around, change the melody of the lyrics. So it's kind of like a deconstruction, sort of. Yeah.
And what was the genesis of doing this outfit, like this Big Fur? Like, was you always had this in mind? Is this something you talked about for a while?
No, it just kind of fell into place. Essentially, it came of like we were doing part of the members were a part of, like, we would do that, the J.R. Diggs Christmas show every year, and then I kept the lineup of that was interchanging a little bit, and then there was a few of us that kind of enjoyed playing with each other, and right. then something came up, and then, you know, I think, like, somebody in the group wanted to play Supercrawl, so then we got together to do that, so then that kind of, like, forced us to kind of pull something together. And then we did it and had a really fun time, and then we did it, and we decided to do it at least one or two more times.
Right. And how many people are in this band?
Eight.
Eight people, bud. That's a lot to organize to do shows.
Yeah, it really is. It is. Rehearsal time is tricky.
Yeah, well, in between, recently you just had a baby, and of course you got the business, and everyone else is in and out of bands. How many more shows will Big Fur do before you shut it down for a little while?
Oh, this is the last. This will be the last one.
So this one will be the last one then.
Yes. The next time we play, realistically, unless something really good comes our way, we probably won't play again until maybe sometime in the fall or maybe around Christmas again. I'm not really sure.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds very enjoyable to do something like this. I mean, there is a demand for it. So, in the past, you've done bands like Spirits and the other ones that were all like original compositions. So this is just going to be something fun for you to do creatively off to the side. But is there any other thoughts of doing any more original style music for you in the future?
Actually, I have another band that I just started recently. I guess I can give you a bit of the scoop on it. So me and Steve Kylie, I don't know if you know Steve, he plays drums in Monster Truck.
Right.
But him and I have a new band that we've just started. We just started rehearsals for it. So that's a new original project that I have on the go.
What's going to be the style of music behind that one?
I think we're both pretty big Deadheads. So I think we kind of want to sound like the Grateful Dead.
Really?
Yeah. I think
that's cool.
The vibe. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. So let's, yeah,
you know, it's funny that we're talking about this stuff because I've had this conversation when your name gets brought up about how many different styles of music that you've been known to dabble in. So it doesn't really just surprise me that you're going to try, like not try, but here's another venue to do the Grateful, like a Grateful Dead style sound, that sort of thing. Are you the type of person that gets bored easily from music or a certain style?
I wouldn't say I get bored. I just think that I, like, my taste and what I like about music and what I'm into, it's so broad. So I just never felt like I had to pigeonhole myself. And I think, like, I kind of made a conscious effort of that. I think just even going out of Index and leaving that. And, you know, even I was in a band called Machine Gun around that time, and it was just so different from that. My tastes are so varied, so I never thought that my output had to have any kind of like linear approach. So yeah, I love everything. So I just love dabbling in everything and just being experimental and pushing myself.
When it comes to songwriting, because of all those, you just mentioned Machine Gun in there, and you know, there's the Dinner Bells, that kind of thing. How do you go about, like, do you ever just, like, how do you get into the mindset to write for that particular band that you're in without falling back into other habits of making it sound like a previous band?
Oh, well, I think a lot of that comes into just, like, you know, I don't feel like I ever write anything to necessarily go in to fit in a certain format. I just, like, a lot of that will usually come from how I choose to treat it, you know, like, essentially, I'm just trying to write a good song. And then once I write a good song, then I decide how I want to treat the song, like what kind of rhythms. And that's when I'll go more towards, you know, like what that genre kind of requires. And, like, you know, then try to think of that. But ultimately, I think I'm just trying to write songs that I think are good. And then I try to wiggle them into that kind of world and see... You know, that's the way it goes a lot of the time.
Well, it sounds like that you don't get hung up on having anxiety towards writing material and not worrying that it's being compared to something that you used to do. It stands on its own.
Yeah, the point for me right now with writing music and writing songs is just like to just be as try to be as honest and forthright and like bare as I can be and like leave it all out there. Like I try not to be too self-conscious about that stuff and not worry about being too personal or, and as long as I can achieve those things, then I'm not really, you know, like that kind of is the, that's the result I'm looking for right there. I'm not too worried about how it will be interpreted as long as like I'm honest in my approach.
Yeah. Awesome, man. I'm glad that you're doing the big fur thing. I you know, when I talk to other people, it's always good that you're one of the people that is like really busy in the Hamilton music scene for some time now. And the fact that you opened up a record shop and all these other things, there's like so many things you have in the go. It's good to see that you're still getting up on stage and performing with other people. Big Fur is a deconstruction of other people's music that you put it into your own terms. I asked you earlier, I sent you a message like, what are you guys covering? And you said Whitney Houston. I'm like going, come on, guy. Is this real?
Yeah. Well, if you heard, are you coming to the show on Saturday night?
Yeah, if my wife will allow me, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, once you hear our version of that, you'll...
Okay.
It's so different from that. It's like, this band essentially is like an eight-piece, like, R&B band. So it's
so
like
you got
really
horns?
Funky. Yeah, we have horns. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
crazy.
It's like really funky, really dynamic. Like, it's like... You know, I think people will be dancing and, like, having a really good time. It's, like, really, really inspired stuff.
And supporting you guys on the night is also Soul Caravan, a new band here in Hamilton.
Yeah, which is, a couple of my buds. Jimmy Hayes is in that band, I know, and Caleb is in that band.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a couple homies in there and a couple new friends. So,
yeah,
I'm looking forward to – I've never seen them before, so – looking forward to checking them out.
It sounds like a really good bill that's going to be happening down at the club tomorrow night. And here's one of the tracks you're covering – I'm a Believer, the Monkees. Why this one?
Well, I don't know. Somebody else, one of the women, I think Jennifer in the band, I think, mentioned it. And or no, actually, our older drummer, Jason, mentioned it. And then I just had a vision for what I want to do with it. So again, the version of this sounds nothing like our version.
Okay.
Right? And it does, even like some of the lyrics are different. The chord progressions is totally different. The melody's different. So... yeah, it's just like, it was a fun project for me to look at things that way and be like, oh, can I take these? Because, you know, last couple shows we played, people would be listening, you know, people were dancing and then they were thinking in their heads, like, I know this, like, I know this lyric, but I don't know what song, like, I don't know what song this is. Then we'd get to a chorus section where we'd have the big hook of the lyric. They'd be like, oh, yeah, it's this song. Like,
yeah.
I had no idea it was that song. So it's kind of like that with a lot of this stuff. Like, you don't really know what it is until, you know, maybe a certain lyric will stick with you and then you'll know what it is.
That's cool, man. I'm looking forward to the show Saturday night at This Ain't Hollywood. Big Fur in support with a Soul Caravan. Hey, here's the Monkees. I'm a Believer here on Steel City Music on the Hawk.
I thought love was only true. Someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I got. What's the use in trying? And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. Oh,
saw her face. Now I'm